Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You think Milwaukee just didn't care about the chances that he could be traded to Boston?
Milwaukee cared about one thing, two things maybe. One, the most important thing was keeping Giannis happy.
True.
That's one of the one things they wanted to do. And I'm sure that Giannis, they had to talk to Giannis about this particular trade before it went down. Two was, what is the best way of maybe winning another championship? And I'm not saying that Drew isn't Dame Lillard. He's not the scorer that Dame Lillard is, because Dame Lillard and Steph are that's 1-2 when talking about range and shooting the basketball.
Right.
But he is just as good, if not, he's better defensively when you think about Drew Holiday and what he brings to the table. So caring isn't the word I'd use. I just think that teams right now are calculating, and this is what they wanted to do. There is some appeasement, because remember Giannis said this summer, I'm not thinking if I want to sign an extension. What do you think happened in Milwaukee when he said that?
Panic.
What do you want?
Let's get it now.
Thank you. Bell's going off. Whistle's going off.
This is not a drill.
What do we have? So their main objective was to appease Giannis Antetokounmpo. That was it.
The big girls love that. Chicks love the last shot opportunity. Somebody give me a napkin so I can wipe my mouth.
What Miami Heat fans, I feel like, are in the sense of delusional, right? Because of what happened the last two seasons. Okay, I get it. Each year, no one was talking about the Heat as being the favorite to win the East, but then they went ahead, and 2 years ago they got to the East Conference Finals, and last year they won and went to the NBA Finals and all that. But this year is different, man. Like, they needed to have a plan B for when the Lillard thing didn't go through. And they never did that. They never even brought reinforcements in, because they didn't want to mess the money up, right? They didn't want to not have enough money to make the trade and all that. But this got to be a point where you decide to move on. And they never did that. They spent pretty much two months waiting or hoping, I should say, rather, that this Lillard thing would get done. And then look what happened. It blew up in their face. You know, I just think adding someone like Lillard to the Eastern Conference, especially when you're pairing him with Giannis, it just changes things in a way that we haven't seen in a while.
Yeah.
I think when the Celtics go out and get someone like Drew Holiday, it's to strengthen their team, but not in the sense that it's a panic move, but obviously they're keeping in mind that, man, we got the best defender for Lillard. So
let's bring it.
You know what I mean? Like Heat fans are like, I'm not worried about Holiday in Boston because he looked terrible against Jimmy Butler in the playoffs. You think the Celtics are thinking about Jimmy Butler right now? They're thinking about Giannis and the Bucks. They're not thinking about – that's the goalpost now. It's not the Miami Heat.
There is no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. We streamline hiring with powerful tools that can find you match candidates. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed match their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed Data US. One of the things I love about Indeed is that It makes hiring all in one place so easy because it's able to focus on the kind of candidates that you're looking for. Wean out the ones that you don't need and zero in on the ones that can really make a difference that are worth hiring. Candidates who invite to apply are 3 times more likely to apply to your job than candidates who see it in search, according to U.S. data. We get you one step closer to the hire by immediately matching you with quality candidates. Indeed does the hard work for you. Indeed shows you candidates whose resume on Indeed fit your job description immediately after you post, so you can hire faster. Indeed's hiring platform matches you with quality candidates instantly. Even better, Indeed's the only job site where you can pay for applications that meet your must-have requirements. Indeed is an unbelievably powerful hiring platform, delivering 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest in 2019. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/Maxwell. Offer good for a limited time. That's right. You can claim your $70 credit now at Indeed.com/Maxwell. That's Indeed.com/Maxwell. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You can crush your fingers and all your toes during a data center migration. You can knock on wood, pluck a dozen four-leaf clovers, or look to your lucky stars for a successful office expansion. You could hold your breath, shut your eyes, and say all the well wishes to help avoid cyber attacks. But none of that truly helps you. Because Next Level Moments need the Next Level Network. With the security, reliability, and expertise to take your business further. AT&T Business. The network you can rely on.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Jimmy Butler can come back and be a thorn. But I don't see them making that move again this year. They play hard as hell. They do have a culture. Oh, yeah. You got to give them that. But, eventually the more talented team sometimes probably is going to end up winning. What Jokic don't do. But I think that they took a step back, though, with some of the players that they lost.
Right. That too. Right.
I mean, Brown, I think it was huge. Boston's own. He's him being in Denver last year. Bruce Brown gave them Bruce a Brown. Tremendous push, yeah. And now I think he's in Indiana. Detroit, but I think it's Indiana that he's in. So
he got that deal. Yeah, it's Indiana. You're right.
So I think that Denver isn't as good as they – Jokic is going to be good again, but also it was their secondary pieces. Contavious, Caldwell Pope, guys like that, that are going to do it. And Malloy, their coach, said, hell, we're going to do this thing again. We're going to run this thing back. And that's a lot of pressure to put on a team like Denver, but they were able to get it done. So,
I appreciate the enthusiasm out of Coach Malone, man. Like, that's – you want to get your guys riled up and be like, hey, this thing, we can win this thing again. So that's good for them. But, I mean, you just wonder how the rest of the Western Conference responds, right? Because we see the Eastern Conference, they've made changes. I mean, look at the 2 teams we're talking about right now, the Bucks.
Who's going to guard Jokic and who's going to guard Murray? They right now might be the most explosive duo in the NBA. Jokic sets huge picks. So Murray comes off, a lot of times he's wide open. If he's not wide open, kicking the ball back to Jokic, who is the best passer in the NBA other than a guard. I don't think we've seen guys like him. I mean, he harkens back to me passes like, watching Magic Johnson throw passes. You're looking one way, guarding Jamal Wilkes, and that ball zips pop by your head. I remember he got mad with me one time because I kept my eye on Magic. So Jamal would cut through that basket. He'd be whipping that ball, and I'd be looking right at it. Give me that. Give me that. Give me that. But you got to have your head. Yeah, your head has to be on a freaking swivel if you're guarding it. If you're guarding a guy like Jokic, if he has another player that is out on the floor, Jokic makes unbelievable passes. Maybe the best passing center since Bill Walton. Bill Walton was tremendous in Portland. I can't imagine anybody better than Jokic essentially averaging triple double as a center.
Is everyone sleeping on the Phoenix Suns? Like, are they still, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like people are mentioning them, but they're not like the full, they're not one of those full fledged favorites right now, right?
Everybody is sleeping on them because they look at what's happened to them in the last couple of years. Yeah. I mean, you lose Chris Paul, you know, what happens? You know, here's the team that, you know, are you sleeping on? Are you sleeping on Golden State?
Yeah, I'm snoozing. I'm chilling.
Wow, really?
No, they had their time, Max. Come on, how long? You going to extend this thing forever?
Look, you still got Steph, the best shooter right now in the league. You still got Klay, one of the best shooters. Draymond, a great facilitator. And you get Chris Paul.
Snap into action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, including spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and kick off the NFL season. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Massachusetts. Hope is here. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
But you still,
man. I know, man. They sound old. They sound like they up there, man. They up there. Look. I'm not saying this team is not a playoff team or that, but do they have enough? I don't know. It's a lot. I want to see what the rest of the roster, what the other guys can do, because that's a big part of it as well. Right? I mean, that was part of it when you look at the finals run. I mean, obviously Steph was Steph, and you know. Other guys stepped up as well. Draymond wasn't the same guy he was during the but you had guys like Wiggins locking down Jaylen Brown. You know, you had guys like, you know, coming off the bench and giving you like, look, Steph's going to be Steph, but I just wonder
one of the questions you're posing to me is big, because you start looking at Jordan Poole. The Jordan Poole effect, is that going to catapult them?
That's a good point too.
Or is it going to set them back? Because here's a guy who was the second leading scorer on that team, and you get rid of him essentially for marbles.
So, he's about to put up 25 in Washington.
Yo, it's not all day long.
You think Milwaukee just didn't care about the chances that he could be traded to Boston?
Milwaukee cared about one thing, two things maybe. One, the most important thing, was keeping Giannis happy.
Sure.
That's one of the things they wanted to do. And I'm sure that Giannis, they had to talk to Giannis about this particular trade before it went down. Two was, what is the best way of maybe winning another championship? And I'm not saying that Drew isn't Dame Lillard. He's not the scorer that Dame Lillard is, because Dame Lillard and Steph that's 1-2 when talking about range and shooting the basketball. Right. But he is just as good, if not, he's better defensively when you think about Drew Holiday and what he brings to the table. Caring isn't the word I'd use. I just think that teams right now are calculating, and this is what they wanted to do. That there is some appeasement, because remember Giannis said this summer, I'm not thinking if I want to sign an extension. What do you think happened in Milwaukee when he said that?
Panic.
What do you want?
Let's get it now.
Thank you. Bell's going off. Whistle's going off.
This is not a drill.
What do we have? So their main objective was to appease Giannis Antetokounmpo. That was it. Man, win the championship might even be second to that, to appeasing him.
What do you think about Lillard's perspective from this whole thing? Because he had an interesting article. He had a sit down with Chris Haynes, I want to say like a day or two after the trade went down. And he was talking about how everything unfolded between the organization and himself, saying, you know, the Miami thing didn't work out. There was still that sense of, is he going to come to training camp? What's he going to do? Lillard shows up to the facility, right? This is before training camp and everything. And he sort of talked to the guys. And apparently the GM, you know, Joe Cronin didn't even have a conversation with him. So he's thinking, okay, things aren't good right now, but it is what it is. I'm not going to get what I wanted here. Fast forward later in the story, and he's pretty much saying, look, if the Miami thing's not going to work out, we could try to work things out in Portland. And he's told at that point, oh no, we're trading you. We're going to figure this thing out. It's not going to probably not going to be Miami, but we're beyond that point. So it was sort of interesting to hear Lillard say that, because it's like, in one sense, he's like, oh, I'm excited about the opportunity in Milwaukee. But in the other sense, he's like, hey, just so you guys know, like, we could have still made this thing work in Portland. And I thought that's interesting, because it's like, wait a minute. If you're beyond that point of no return, like, it kind of sounds like you're being forced out when you're still being, you know, you get what I'm saying, Max? It's like, you can't have it both ways here, man. Like, you wanted out. You wanted to. And now you're still in a winning situation, but you're saying, hey, we could have, things could have went down differently, just so you guys know. But I'm still going to go to Milwaukee.
No, that ship sailed.
Right.
That ship had sailed. The GM knew what they wanted to do. They knew they couldn't get as much back from Miami. Tyler Hero isn't going to be, sustain you for Dane Lillard.
Right.
Can you get Jimmy Butler? What else can you get from Miami?
Shit, Max, if they offer Bam, this is probably a done deal. And I don't know how Miami Heat fans feel about that or whatever, but like, I mean, look, if you look at the other trade packages, you can't say that Portland did Lillard dirty in the sense of like, oh, we could have got the same amount of assets if we changed it to Miami. Come on. You know, the deal that they got for Lillard, I don't think you get that from Miami or anywhere else.
They got
Aiden from Phoenix, and the way they got, you know, Holiday and turned Holiday into more assets.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're them, you look at the assets that you were able to acquire. You got first-round draft choices. You end up getting up Rob Williams. You end up getting up Brogdon. There's a kid from
DeAndre Ayton. They also got the Suns rookie too.
So a Suns rookie. So you got a big haul. But what had to happen was you had to have somebody else as a trading partner, and that was a big thing. Somebody else had to come in. And boy, Brad Stevens, man, Danny Ainge must be freaking rolling over right now.
Going real quick. That's Blockbuster Brad, all right? That's who that is, Max. That's Blockbuster Brad doing it again. Right before media day, man.
What first-round picks? What do you mean they're 26, 27, 28?
And you can take them all, damn it. Take them all.
Yeah, I turned that into what? I turned that into Drew Holiday? All-star, I turned it into Porzingis.
You can even say Derek White. You can say all those future picks, man. All those future first-rounders.
Yeah, so, wow. I mean, I don't think that, and you look at the first-round picks, the late ones you've had, Rob Williams pretty good. Rondo, another one. But after that, you don't start thinking about late draft choices that the Celtics have had between 15 and 28. Mm-hmm. They have really developed into one of those kind of players.
Right.
I mean, Rondo probably had to be at the top of the list, you know, where he was taken. And then Rob Williams had to be, you know, pretty good taken, you know, in his position. But most of those other picks, you don't even remember who they might be. Right. And is
the Carson Edwards, the Romeo Langfords of the world.
Yeah. I mean, and Sellinger. Sellinger was taken, with number 12, 13, something 13, like that. Yeah. Not a bad pick. He was a really good pick, but so far as the Celtics is concerned, he never really stuck. They were ready to move
him. A lot of these guys, they never materialized. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, so if I'm Brad and I got the opportunity to make this move, and I'm sure that he did it with the governors. I can't say the owner. The governors of the team also had to green light that puppy. You don't think Brown and Tatum had to green light that puppy, you know, about how things were going to go down? Because you remember, Tatum is coming up for a new contract.
Right.
So you have to run some, you got to run that stuff through him. So I'm sure that those two had a lot to do with, there was a lot said to those guys about what was happening. And if you read what the Celtics have said, they said, look, we want to win a banner in the next, you know, the next, our window is here in the next 6 or 7 years. We got
Wick's saying 6 years. Yeah, he's looking at this thing.
We got 6 years to possibly 6-7 years to win a banner, win a couple more banners. And they said, we're going to do whatever it takes. So luxury tax, all that other stuff, be damned. They ready to roll the dice. And, you know, hey, I'm happy that, you know, this team is making that kind of commitment towards doing what needs to be done. The only thing that you and I talked about is, so now, how thin is your bench?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There is no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. We streamline hiring with powerful tools that can find you matched candidates. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed match their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed Data US. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because it's able to focus on the kind of candidates that you're looking for. Wean out the ones that you don't need and zero in on the ones that can really make a difference that are worth hiring. Candidates who invite to apply are 3 times more likely to apply to your job than candidates who see it in search, according to U.S. data. We get you one step closer to the hire by immediately matching you with quality candidates. Indeed does the hard work for you. Indeed shows you candidates whose resume on Indeed fit your job description immediately after you post, so you can hire faster. Indeed's hiring platform matches you with quality candidates instantly. Even better, Indeed's the only job site where you can pay for applications that meet your must-have requirements. Indeed is an unbelievably powerful hiring platform, delivering 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to TalentNest in 2019. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/Maxwell. Offer good for a limited time. That's right. You can claim your $70 credit now at Indeed.com/Maxwell. That's Indeed.com/Maxwell. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You can cross your fingers and all your toes during a data center migration. You can knock on wood, pluck a dozen four-leaf clovers, or look to your lucky stars for a successful office expansion. You could hold your breath, shut your eyes, and say all the well wishes to help avoid cyber attacks. But none of that truly helps you. Because Next Level Moments need the Next Level Network. With the security, reliability, and expertise to take your business further. AT&T Business. The network you can rely on.
Right. Well, that's the thing, Max. I mean, that's why we were so hesitant when we were talking about this deal last episode, right? Because it's like, man, you give up Rob, you get really thin up in the front court. And this is the first summer we're actually seeing him. He's healthy. He's going into the season. He's been working out in the gym in June and all this stuff. This is going to be the year. This is the time we see Rob at his full potential. But then Brad, with an opportunity to bring in someone like Drew, he was like, man, this is the best time to trade Rob. This is when his stock is at its highest. This is the type of guy that no other team can put into a deal. And that's what got it done. You know, I got to give Brad props for having the cojones to do it, you know, to pull it off, to get his guy. He's not afraid to, and he put a guy in there. And you also have to think about it like this: if you're Brad, 2, 3, 4 months down the road, if Rob gets hurt, Do you know how many sleepless nights this guy's going to have thinking, man, I could have had Drew Holiday. I could have had this, you know, backcourt of Holiday and White to match up against the Milwaukee Bucks. Why didn't I trade Rob? I could have had it. I could have. I don't think he wanted to be in that situation. You know, he didn't want to see down the road thinking that.
I think those were the moves he had. He wanted to make it. He had an opportunity and he rolled the dice. And now you turn around and you invest $30 million into Peyton Pritchard.
Yeah, man. He got a little bag.
Did you see that coming?
Yeah, I didn't. You know what, Max? I thought they would extend him, but I didn't think they would do it before the preseason. And then he goes off. Man, he's led this team in scoring in all three of their preseason games. And he's been electric, man. Drained 6 3-pointers in that first game. And it carried over for sure, man. He's determined and he's focused right now, man.
Yeah. So that's
Pritchard.
I give him that. The only thing that bothers me again, very thin, Al Horford, you know, how can he go? Second night back to back, Porzingis with his feet sometimes. How can they go? Again, you know, you look at Brown and Tatum getting a lot of minutes. And the only thing that kind of bothers me about this year, this preseason so far, is where is Sam House's shot going? Mm-hmm. Sam, who is dead red from the 3-point line, shooting probably below 20% right now, in the teens right now from the 3-point line. But, you know, maybe that's just an aberration. And he'll be back. I think he's too good of a shooter, but no, you've done some things. You've got some new coaches in, you know, you got somebody else in Joe Mazzulla's ear,
Sam for sure. Dale,
you know, the group of new coaches, assistant coaches they have. It, you know what? They roll the dice and God bless them. We'll see if it works.